I want to discuss briefly the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim, to discuss around four or five different very important points of mitzvah Bikur Cholim. There's one major point which I want to do, because I think 95% of people don't know what the actual mitzvah of Bikur Cholim is. If you ask people what the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim, they'll say to, thank you, to help out the person who's cholep. But let's go deeper, let's understand. We're going to have four very quick parts. The first part is, what's the source of the mitzvah? We'll see, within that, we'll have many nafkaminas. Do you have the sources? Joe, you have the sources? Here. So we're going to go, oh, there's a reason why I'm doing this. Okay, we do these shiurim to help you understand much more about each one of the mitzvot. So here's one mitzvah, Bikur Cholim, where there are three major sources. Everybody got? There are three major sources that are brought down in the Gemaras. In each one, you have to pay attention to in actual the Gemara. The first one is in Sota, the first source in front of you, that says that the source of Bikur Cholim is imitat Yodeh, is to imitate the Ribono Shel Olam. The Gemara says, "Ma'i dechtiv in Dvarim Perikud Gimel in Sota Yud Dalad, Achri Hashem Elokechem Teleichu." How can I actually follow God? Isn't God an all-consuming fire? How is it possible that man could lalechet achar hashchina? And they says that what we have to do is follow the midot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lalechet achar midotav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mahu b'avisharim, just like the Ribono Shel Olam clothes the naked, as we saw in Sefer Breishit, v'yas Hashem Elohim l'adam l'ishto, kot nonor v'yal b'shem, afatah ha'bisharim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's this week's parasha, that's why I said it was connected to Yerushalayim Mikra, right? The concept that is Bikur Cholim, dichtiv, v'yeira elav Hashem be'onei mamrei, afatah Biker Cholim, etc., etc., within Nichum Avil. So we have this idea, the first source from this week's parsha. We're not going to get into it, but it's very interesting. The whole question, the Maharami Prague asked the question that what day did Hashem actually visit Avram for his Mila? Was it the first day, second day, or third day? It's the third day. So some want to say there, we're going to talk about that, it'll be part of the Halachot, which is, at what point should you be visiting a sick person? We'll see, based on a Gemara, maybe the first day you should not be visiting, the question, which makes sense, right? Mr. Rawson says, why does that make sense? It makes sense because it's the first day, and therefore what? Either they have a lot going on, they're just getting used to it, or what else? It could be it's only the first day, and therefore it's only their first day, and what? Maybe it's really not even a sickness.
Maybe it's only a first day.
What?
Maybe it's only a first day.
Only a first day. Good.
As in like a 24-hour...
It could be, right, that's the idea. Maybe it's only a 24-hour thing, a 24-hour virus, and that you get. But it, yeah, go ahead.
Maybe it's the first day, there's going to be so many people there, and they're going to need people on the third day when no one's there.
Okay, that could be very interesting also.
When we say Bikur Cholim, and when we make a mishmah for Cholim, we're not making a mishmah for people who have, like, stress, right? So
that's a great question. Also, it might only be
illnesses, or like if you have a.
So it might only be that's the answer of the. That could be the answer of the Maharal, which talks about that. The question of, is it only if it's choleg kol gufo, or here it was because of the bris milah. The question is, what do you define as a chole, a guy who has a strep throat or a cough? Is that considered a sickness or not? The whole question could very well be, if a guy is just in pain. Yerushalmi has a language that if he's just in pain, that's enough. I don't need it to be that all of their limbs are sick. But that's, again, what does Rashi say about the third day? I think the third day is that it's the most painful. So on a certain level, that might be the third day because it's the most painful. But that's definitely a discussion about what exactly is the language in Hilchos Shabbos, is that it's Mishenafal L'Mishkav O Chalak Kol Gufo. That's considered a chole, which you're allowed to do refuah b'Shabbos, but it's not so clear that this is that connection between Shabbos and here is it only if it's a chole kol gufo? That's the Maharal. You got to be chole kol gufo, maybe not one aver, which would be connected to what Mr. Karish asked, that maybe if I'm just having a small cough, I wouldn't be included in the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim. We'll continue going and come back to it, because it could very well be, based on understanding the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim, we can even come back to that question also. Source number two that is dealt with is in the Gemara Bava Metzia and Daf Lamed. It's dealing with the whole discussion of Yitro and Moshe, when Yitro gives his son-in-law some criticism on how he's dealing with the political structure and the religious structure. And within there, what happens, it's Shemot Yurchet, he quotes a pasuk there that talks about Vodata Lahem, and the Gemara there describes each one of these words as a drasha. Within there, that you have to be able, when you're leading people, not only with Gemilos Chasadim, proper din, also Lifnim Mishur Sadin, and within that word, it says the word Yelechu, which they say is Biker Cholim. And the Breita says, what's the difference? Why do I need two words? One is Yelechu, and one is Derech. Zeh Biker Cholim, isn't that included in Gemilos Chasadim? The Gemara answers with four lines to the bottom here of Laman Amabez. It says, Lo Nitzrucha Ben Gilo. Concept of if you're on the same age or the same constellation. That there, Tamar Mar Ben Gilo takes away, people have heard about this idea, you take away 1/60th of the sickness. And the Gemara asks, if you take away 1/60th of the sickness, so then just come back 60 times, and then you take away all the sickness. And the Gemara says it doesn't work that way. It goes proportionally, it goes in ratio. I come, take away 1/60th, and then if another person comes, he'll take a 60th of the 60th. So again, if you keep going, it won't work that way. But the bottom line is, this is the second source. This is the second source of Asher Yelechu. The third source is the Gemara Nedarma Daf Lama Tesama Beis that says, Omar Resh Lakish, Remez the Bikur Cholim in Atar Menayim. We find a Remez. And here it quotes by, after Korach within Datan Baviram, that they're stuck in the, they don't want to come out. And there it says, a Remez, Im Kimot Kol Adam, Yimutun Eile, Ufkudat Kol Adam. And the Gemara says, my Mashma, where do we see a remez in the pasuk? Amar Rava in Kamos Kol Adam Yimutun Eile Sheim Cholim Umutalim Barisatam Uvnei Adam Mevakrim Otam. Okay, meaning that if a person's sick and the person comes then and visits them, they're not going to die. We're going to see already there's a remez between visiting a person who's sick and the lack of causation of death. This concept, which we're going to see in a second, that the Gemara says that when a person visits somebody, he's helping them be alive. As opposed to if you don't, the Gemara says, it's as if you're killing them. Because that's the continuation of the Gemara. The continuation of the Gemara says, after talking about, there's a breita that says there is no shiur. We're going to get back to this part of the Gemara. The Gemara says there is no shiur to the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim. And Abaye says, it's afilu gadol etzal katan. We'll see what the Gemara's chiddush there is. And Rava says, afilu mea pamim bayom. There's story time in the Gemara. The story time in the Gemara goes that Rabbi Chalbo got sick. I'm on the bottom of Lama Tesla Mabez going to Memo Manal. Rabbi Chalbo got sick. And Nafak Achriz Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana announced it to the world. Rav Chalbo Baish, which means even a more serious sickness. Lo ika de kaasi, but nobody was coming. So Amar Lahu, lo kachaya maisa. That betalmid echad, wasn't this the maisa? That betalmid echad, mi talmidi Rabbi Akiva shechala. He says, wasn't there a maisa that one of the talmidim Rabbi Akiva that got sick? Lo nichnasu chachamin levakro, nobody came to visit the talmid of Rabbi Akiva. Then nichnas Rabbi Akiva levakro, Rabbi Akiva bechvodu v'atzmo came to visit him. Ubishvil. Now we have two girsaot here in the Gemara, in the Meiri, and the Rishonim. There are two ways to read this next part of the line. It's either Bishvil shekibdu virivtsu lefanav chaya. It's either in the plural. The plural means that what? They heard Rabbi Akiva was coming, and as a result of Rabbi Akiva was coming, they said, "Uhu! It must be that this Talmud is a chashava Talmud," and therefore what? As a result of that, the people, the hospital staff, came and cleaned up the hospital room and took away all of the infections. As we know, that one place for a healthy person to be is not, or to get healthy is not a hospital, right? So the idea is what? The idea is that they heard Rabbi Akiva's coming, so they what? As a result of Rabbi Akiva coming to do the mitzvah Bikur Cholim, what happened? They cleaned up, and as a result of that, he now lived, they got away all the chaydakim, all the germs, and that's why he responds in the Gemara, and he says, Amar Lei Rebbe, Hechi Tani, you have resuscitated me, or you've given me chiyus. Yotzer Rabbi Akiva as a result of this Gemara, and he's Dorish, Kol Mi She'ino Mevaker Cholim. If you're not Mevaker Chole, it's not just Stam a nice idea, it's Ki'ilu Shofech Damim. It's as if you're committing murder. If you're visiting the sick person, you cause him to be alive. And a person who doesn't, mivakir the cholem, goreim lo shiyamut. The Gemara says, my grama. What does it mean? What does it mean, grama? What does it mean I'm causing? So the Gemara here says, before I continue with that, the other interpretation, as we will see, what's the other interpretation? It's not that shechidu in the plural, but it's shechibdo, which means that what? That Rabbi Akiva b'chvodo v'atzmo did it himself. He came in. It's like the classical story of a Kolo couple in Lakewood, New Jersey, in Rav Aaron Cutler. You could say, you could apply it also to Gateshead. It's the same type of story. That what happened? The Kolo couple comes in to Rav Aaron Cutler, Zichron Tzadik Lebracha, and says, look, the father complains about the wife, that the wife is asking me to take out the garbage, and he says, look, it's Bittul Torah, what are you doing? So within seconds, what does he do? Rav Aaron Cutler gets up and starts taking out the garbage himself. Right? The same idea over here, the Chiddush of the Gemara is Afilu Gadol Itzel Katan. The idea is that Rabbi Kiva b'chvodo v'atzmo went to go what? To go and visit the sick. And the question is, what's the Chiddush? What's the Chiddush of Afilu Gadol Itzel Katan? We're going to say two Chiddushim in 1 second. Let's just first finish the Gemara. But we left off so far, we have not defined yet. We haven't defined anything yet. We've seen there are three sources of Doraisa or Derabanan, which we're going to get to in a second. But first, let's just see all the important primary sources, because the Gemara then continues and says, what does it mean to be Gorim, that or person who visits causes them to be alive or causes them to be sick? So the Gemara says, what does it mean? Does Gorim mean that you're causing? Why are you causing? Because you're davening. So when you come to what? When you come to visit the sick person, you're davening for them to be alive. What? But does that mean that I'm not visiting? Gorim means I'm davening them for them to be dead. Now again, I'm keeping the shir short, but for your own knowledge, there is a run here, Maseches Nedarim, which is, lo aleinu, there are times for this, that there is such a thing as actually davening for someone to die, right? Lo aleinu, we have certain terminal patients, there is such a concept, and there's a very much important rabbinical literature and halachic literature for that, but that's not my sugya right now. But rather, it means, kol she'inu mevakir choleh, I'm on the last source, in mevakir shavar rachamim. If you don't visit, you're not davening for him. Lo shechiye v'lo sheyamut. Last piece, Rava, I turn the page to page 2 of the back, Yom HaKidma Dechalash, the first day that he was sick, Amar Lahun Lo Tiglalina, she says, do not reveal to the people that I am sick, the lowly Dra Mazle, that I shouldn't have a bad mazel. It's a question of mad mazel, meaning that people will talk about it and I'll tiftach pela satan, or that actually it should become more than a 24-hour virus. But Mikan ve'elach, Amar Lahun Puk v'achrizu b'shuka. From that time, after day one, go tell people the kol d'sani li lechvi li. Right? He says that the issue is, if you told people at the beginning, then my enemies are going to be happy with me. But the udarachim li, the people that love me, they should daven for me. So let's go one step at a time. Step number one is it a mitzvah d'oraisa or is it a mitzvah d'rabbanan, and what's the nafkamina? So here we have three sources. What does it sound like? What it sounds like is d'oraisa d'rabbanan. You sound d'oraisa. Which one? The second two sources of in kemos kol adam and what else and the concept of the vodatam lamaderech, that's what we call a asmachta. That's clearly, that's what the Torah and the later sources that I brought you clearly say, that it's only mid derabbanan. However, the Ramban and the Bahag in the next source in front of you says it's a doraisa. You know what's the doraisa mitzvah bikur cholim from the first source, from imitatio dei vayira ilav Hashem be'elonei mamrei. We have to imitate God. And even the Rambam, who doesn't bring it down as a separate mitzvah, he himself, the Rambam, has a separate mitzvot of mitzvah chet, of that we have to imitate God. But the Ramban and the Bahag says it's a mitzvah d'oraita. It's a mitzvah d'oraita to visit sick because you have to imitate the Ribono Shel Olam. There's a machlokas. The question is, within even the last Gemara that said remez lebikur cholim minayim. There you have a machlokas. What does remez sound like? Remez sounds like it's a nice illusion. That's the asmachta. It's a rabbinical illusion that they found to it. Some say that that's the pshat. Some say no. Remez actually means what? It's Minat Torah. We have that same language by Yichud in Gemara Avodah Zarah. It says Remez. And there we know it's actually Minat Torah. What's the Nafkamina, whether it's D'Oraisa or D'Rabbanan? So number one is we just said about the concept of listing it as a mitzvah. What is another Nafkamina, whether it's a mitzvah D'Oraisa or D'Rabbanan? What about Suffolk? Suffolk, whether I have to do it?
It's tough, right? Yeah,
bigger column doesn't work. That's good though. Usually when you have that type of idea, Suffolk is the way to go. What else? What is the difference? What's the difference whether it's Doraisa or Darabonim? That what?
The case in the Torah.
By the concept of Afilu God, maybe.
Is there a
what about what's Rav Elazar? Is there a bracha? There's no bracha. There's no bracha. What Rav Elazar? Do you make a bracha? So the truth is that might be a nafkamina on a certain level, which is I'll connect the nafkaminas. It could very well be. There's a sefer called the Esvan Doraita. Okay, it's a very, very good lumbich sefer by Rav Yosef Engel. He talks about that the difference between the mitzvahs of Beral Adam L'Makom Beral L'Chaveru, that normally people think, what's Beral Adam L'Chaveru? When I have the mitzvah of lending money, who's it for? When I'm lending money, the reason, is it for me the lender or is it for the receiver? Normally people think it's for the receiver, right? When I'm giving mitzvah tzedakah, who is it normally for? It's for the receiver, right? The idea is that mitzvahs of Beral Adam L'Makom is for it's for the result. It's not the ma'aseh itself. We know in mitzvot we have two parts. We have the act and we have the result. Seemingly mitzvot ben adam l'chaveiro are for the result. It's the totza'ah. It's for the result. However, we know that that never agrees to that. And first of all, even before that, that's the reason, for example, the Rashba would say there's no bracha on the mitzvah of tzedakah. Why is there no bracha on the mitzvah of tzedakah? It's a good thing. I should say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Okinim Alchom, Asher Kedishram, Tzav Etzivano, Al Mitzvah Tzedakah. Give you the, try to do it in a way that I'm not spitting in your face. Here, take the money, you poor bloke, poor what?
Savage.
Whatever it is, right? Why don't you do that? Obviously, you don't want to embarrass somebody, but why don't we have that mitzvah? So the Rashba says, you know why?
The mitzvah, that would make it look like a mitzvah's on the masa.
Correct, because the mitzvah's not in my hands. What am I, what's going to happen? Yeah, this Kirsch. Kirsch, what this happened is this guy is what? It's bad, I know your name is Kirsch, that's it, it's done. Right? The mitzvah, what's going to be, is not in my hands. He's going to say no thank you, and then it's a bracha, levatala. So the assumption of mitzvah's ben adam lechavero is what? Is that it's on the receiver. However, one could say, especially, first of all, Sefer Chinuch says that by the mitzvah of tzedakah. I give a shir. Do I have to give the mitzvah tzedakah when you go down to the kotel? I gave the shir to this guy last year. And the whole question comes, if it's for the receiver, and I know there are a bunch of mafia guys there, and they're making a lot of money, and they're a bunch of fakes, so maybe I shouldn't have to give the mitzvah. But if the mitzvah, as the Sefer HaChinuch says, is for me to become a more magnanimous person, and that's cynical, that's why you should always walk around with Tanna Gerot, and you give even though what? Even though it's not for the receiver, it's for you. And very much, if the mitzvah is by Yirah Elav Hashem, if the mitzvah of Imitat Yodei, it could be for you, the giver. So then in theory, not Halach L'maisa, then what? Then there would be a bracha also. In theory. That's part number one. Part number one is, what's the difference between Doraisa versus the Rabbanon? The next piece we saw is that we said, Afilu Gadol Eitzel Kata. Afilu Gadol Eitzel Kata. And here, what's the chiddush of Afilu Gadol Eitzel Kata? So if you look at the next couple of sources in front of you, first of all, as I had said, it's a machlokas rishon, whether it's the Rabbanon or the Raisa, or the Meiri clearly says it's the Rabbanon. The Rambam has a formulation in Hilchos Ava Perek Yud Dalid that says it's a mitzvah asay mid Rabbanon levakir cholim. So clearly the Rambam, the Meiri, says that the act is mid Rabbanon. However, says the Rambam, Afa pisha kol mitzvos elu midivrayim, there's a kiyum doraisa. You have a kiyum of ahavta l'reacha kamocha when you do visit the sick. Now, the next part which I wanted to say, we had said about afil gadol eitzel katan. I want to say what that chiddush is. Before we get to that, there's an unbelievable Rav Achai Gaon. The Shiltot Rav Achai says you should know when you visit sick, you shouldn't go by yourself. Says Rav Achai Gaon, the Shi'otot in Parshat Achrimot in Tzad Gimel, he says, V'chi azel lo azel l'chudei el bahadi achrini. And the question is, why would that be true? Why would that be true? Okay?
How would that work with the 160 or the sickness being taken away every time?
So again, that piece we had said, so it might be, you know, the double percentage. You with me? So the Tzitz Eliezer wants to say that maybe, again, if you learn it from a Gzeres HaKasav Asher Yelechu, so there it should be two people. So maybe that would be a nafkamina between the sources. There it's two people, Asher Yelechu. However, a simple pshat of why you would say two people, the simple pshat says that Tzitz Eliezer is Tov Shnayim Min HaEchad. It's practically better. But I want to go deeper into this. And if you turn the page, to the Shita Mikubetzes. The Shita Mikubetzes explains that what's the Chiddush of Gadol Eitz HaKatan, and within this we're going to bring it all together to the essence of what the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim is. The Shita Mikubetzes explains that why do I need the Gemara to tell me Ein Lo Shiur and it's Afilu Gadol Eitz HaKatan? Explains the Shita Mikubetzes in the Dorin. Afal Gav Da Ashovas Aveda Patra Torah of Zakei Menu Fikvoda. We know by Ashovas Aveda we have a say, it's not as kuvit, it's not as covered. The Torah says v'yita alamta, that sometimes pa'amim sha'atam mitalim. And therefore what? I would have thought zakim v'enafli kvodos. Say to over here, it's not my cover. It's not my cover to go what? To go visit this katan. Explains the Shita Mikubetzes, that's the Gzeiras HaKasav here. The Gzeiras HaKasav. We see by the Ribono Shel Olam that he himself, b'chvodo v'atzmo, was mevakir Avram Avinu, dichtiv v'yira ilav Hashem b'onem amrei, and you have to follow the midot of Hashem. So too over here, that's one way to understand. It's afilu gadol etzel katam. What is the mitzvah Bikur Cholim? And we're going to try to answer up some of these questions. Because within this comes two major questions. Question number one is, let's say I don't have the ability to come from the city of London to get on a plane, or I don't have a grandparent, whatever it is. And the idea is what? Can I fulfill the mitzvah Bikur Cholim via FaceTime, via a telephone call, via Skype? Can I do that? That's question number one we want to deal with. Question number two we want to deal with is, let's say I have a clash. I'm limited in time, and I only have the time to either do mitzvah Bikur Cholim or the mitzvah of Nichum Avelim. Which one comes first? That's the two questions I want to deal with and end off this year. Within that, we have to look at the Torah. The Torah, based on our Gemaras, tells us there are three components of the mitzvah Bikur Cholim. And he bases it on the Ramban, which I have in front of you also. That he says, the Torah in Hilchos Yoredeya, Siman Shim Lamed Hei, says, you know what? What is the mitzvah? He says, number one, Kevin Shechala, mitzvah la adam levakro, because he quotes from the Ribono Shalom, and he quotes v'asmechu akro, that's only midrabban, it's only asmachta from vodata lehem v'necha. Now look what he says. He says, umitzvah gedola hi levakro. I ask you, what is the mitzvah? Before I read it inside, what do you think the mitzvah is? What is the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim, based on all the sources that we've seen, and based on what you know? He says, comforting the sick. What does that mean, comforting the sick? Making him feel better. So that would be called, what? Taking care of his emotional needs. Okay, what's another part of the mitzvah? Taking care of his physical needs. That we saw what Rabbi Akiva did. He went in, was mechabed merabetz. Right? So that's number two. Number one is taking care of his emotional needs. Going in there, making sure that he's happy, he's not stuck in a hole in a hospital. Number two is taking care of his physical needs. What was the third thing that we saw within the Gemara? That said it's goreim. The Gemara said it's goreim sheyichye or goreim sheyamut. What was the language of the Gemara? What is that? What did it say? Mevakesh alav rachamim, which is what? In what word does that mean? What does that mean to ask for rachamim? What's that word? What is part of the mitzvah? Tefillah! Tefillah! Tefillah is part of the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim. Not only a part of the mitzvah, we will see that the Ramban says that if you do not daven for the Cholim, you just say the words feel better, you're not yotzei the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim. This is what the Torah brings down. The Torah says, that's number one. Two, since you're coming, they're going to go look into him. If he needs something, they'll give him the medicine. Now, what happens? If you turn the page, that's what turn the page, please. The Torah to Adam. Which one? The Gami Toshira, since they see you coming, they're going to look, they're going to take care of his physical needs. The people in the hospital, the nurses, the doctors. Because of this, explains the Ramban in the Torah to Adam, what is bolded in front of you, the Shamina Mihacha. The Bikur Cholim Kedeshi Yechabdu V'yir B'tzu L'fanav. Right after this, the Ramban, right after the Torah, okay? What does he say? V'shamina mi'acha debik recholim kedei shi'chabdu v'yibritzu l'fanav v'yaselo atzorchim atzorchim l'choyo v'yimtza nachat ruach im chavirav. And furthermore, v'od kedei shi'chabin baitul rachamim v'yivake shalom. Hilkach, says the Ramban, ha'mivakeret acholeh v'lo b'kish alav rachamim, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. The idea is, we'll learn later on in Sefer Breishit, that the Shechina is shruya on top of the bed, therefore you can't sit on top of the bed, but the concept of going to daven is a major part of the mitzvah. It is possible to explain. It's possible to explain. That's why when you're visiting sick, that's what the Shilotot meant. That's what the She'eltot meant. The She'eltot said what? Go and visit only with two people. We said, what's pshat with two people? So he answered either it's based on the plural language of Yelech, or we say it's more efficient, utilitarian. Tov shnayim min ha'echa. You know what the other pshat is? The pshat is it's tefillah. It's tefillah. There's a concept of tefillah sarabim. That the concept of, there's a Rishon that talks about, there's a Rishon that says that Tfilas, it's called Tfilas HaRabim. It's called Rav Menachem Bennett, Mordechai Bennett, who says that if you don't have a minion for Tfilah B'tzibur, but you have another person, it's better to daven with two people. Because he says it might not be Tfilah B'tzibur, but that's Tfilah B'rabim. So it could very well be that that's what the Shiltot meant, explains Rav Asher Weiss. That's why you should go with two people. Now you understand maybe also why the Gemara says, Afilu Gadol Itzel Kata. The Gemara had said that maybe I would think it's anal if he kvoda. So, kamash malon, no! He's got to do it. But you know why else? You know another pshat of afilu gadol eitzel katan? Because the ikker part of the mitzvah of bikur cholim is what? Tefillah! Is there any other greater person? A gadol should come and daven to be able to help the sick person. Within this, we ask two more pieces and we'll conclude. Number one is the concept where Moshe was asked, which is, can I fulfill the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim by a telephone call? Comes Rav Moshe Feinstein and says, look, you can't fulfill all that's in Chelek Aleph Siman Reish Chaf Gimel here in Yoredeya. Okay, I turn the page. He says, you need Pashut, Lefiani Daiti, Shavshim Akayim Mitzvah the Bikur Cholim. Okay, but you can't say your Motzah Bishlei Muso. You are Yotze the Mitzvah Bikur Cholim, but you can't do. What I'm on the phone, there's a good chance I'm not as practical to do what? To be able to take care of the nurses. Lo aleinu, my mother passed away last year. Lo alechem. Right? But last year I literally flew two weeks in a row, and literally I flew back on Thursday night, and I got the doctor's number right before Shabbos to try to speak to them. Even nowadays where you can like Skype and you can do all these things, the bottom line is it's still not the same. When I was there right after davening at 6:30 in the morning, and I was in the emergency room from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. making sure that all the nurses and all the interdisciplinary staff was happening, you can't compare that to what? To a telephone call. You could try to drive the doctors and nurses crazy, but it's not the same. So the Chiddush, according to Rav Moshe, is that I'm Yotzeik, she'im e'efshar l'kayim b'alicha, l'sham, I can't go there, it's too far, or I can't get on the plane, I still could do at least one or two things. Could I daven even via the telephone? Maybe. Okay? Rav Moshe, right? Rav Moshe talks about the importance. He says he says in the bold, "Aval b'chol she'efshar levakro b'fanav b'shvil atam shimatzei nachat ruach bazem in shayach zeshlo b'fanav." Again, that might be different. Why might be different? Because he was talking about a phone call. Look what he says. V'gam machmat she'me'ariyah mitragesh me'avaker yoter mevakesh yoter b'tachronim. Right? He says it's very much by coming and seeing the guy gets happier because he sees you. Now again, Skype, it's still not the same with Skype. Now again, there's an idea your tefillah might be more accepted, as we had said, because the Shechina Shruya there with the Chola even more. The Iker of Bikur Cholim being tefillah. Shalazeh gam b'telephone u'kir yirek yikshep. Lama yitzarich b'chlal l'lech l'sham. You should daven even from a distance. The Chiddush could be that Rav Moshe doesn't agree to say that the ikar is for tefillah, right? He himself says it's obviously very important, right? And but the kilu shofech damim is going on the kibud v'ributz, and that might be again. Rav Asher Weiss disagrees with Rav Moshe. Rav Asher Weiss says it's true. If I fulfill, Mr. Schreiber, only one of the things, it's Gemilas Chesed. But Rav Asher Weiss, based on the Ramban, says all three are intrinsic, and that's the components, that's the definition of a Bikur Cholim. So therefore, Rav Moshe, maybe you can understand this to the next question. Okay, so Rav Moshe says, of course, part of the mitzvah Zikr Tefillah, but he won't go as far as the Ramban, who says that if you do not daven, you're not Yotze. Meaning he does say that, but it's not that if, because maybe other people could daven for you. Comes the next part, and we'll conclude the shiur with this, which is the question of, which is first, Bikur Cholim or Nichum Avelim? The Rambam in Hilchos Avel, Perek Yudal Alach Vav, which do you think is first? Rawson, what would you say? If you had to choose between Nichum Avelim and Bikur Cholim, which would first? Kirsch, what do you say? You would say Nichum Avelim. Did anybody disagree? What? What's they argue the other way? Why is Bikur Cholim preferable? You can get up and get better. So Bikur Cholim, the guy's alive. How about Nichum Avelim? Why did you say Nichum Avelim? So you helped the neshama get a live. Okay, so why would you choose the neshama over a living person? There you go. So that's the machlokas. It's 2 versus 1. Look at the Rambam. The Rambam in Halacha Zayin says Yeira Eli. Anytime the Rambam says Yeira Eli, it's my own personal opinion. He says Shenechamas Avelim Kodem LeBikur Cholim. He says because Nichum Avelim comes before Bikur Cholim. Why? Shenichum Avelim and Gemilas Chasodim is a Gemilas Chasodim for both Chaim and Mason. He wants to say that Nichum Avelim is what? 2 versus 1. Bikur Cholim is only for the Chaim. Says the Radvaz, what are you talking about? If the Rambam would have said that, I would have said the opposite. The Bikur Cholim, when you go there, it's Sofek Bikuach Nefesh. Sheyesh Bo Ki'ilu Shofech Damim. How can you say that Nichum Avelim comes before Bikur Cholim? Explains Rav Moshe Feinstein. What happens now? Rav Moshe says, look at this. What does the Rambam mean? What does the Rambam mean? Look at the Rambam. Look at Rav Moshe dealing with Nichum Avelim via telephone call. Kavonas Rambam in the bold. Who should mitzana chashivus a mitzvah mitzaratzman? If it's just the mitzvah itself, Nichum Avelim comes with Bikur Cholim because it's got two verses 1. Shalachin kishaleka inyan pikuach nefesh. In the case of the nafkaminas, I know for sure somebody is taking care of the cholim. Shakoponim chayev kolach alavakir cholat sarich leleich lenachum Avelim. Aye, why does the Rambam not worried what the Radvaz says? See, he says, what's pshat in the Radvaz? Why would the Radvaz say that Bikur Cholim is first? Because Bikur Cholim, he says that what? Since it could be, number one is either sometimes it could be Pikuach Nefesh. Therefore, even if you know one time, you know for sure somebody is doing the Bikur Cholim, that doesn't take precedence because sometimes there's going to be a mistake and it could lead to Pikuach Nefesh. But more than that, the Radvaz says, even more so, the Radvaz says that what? Tefillah. The Radvaz says, no, even if I know somebody is what? Somebody is visiting the sick, it doesn't matter. Because why? What is the ikar of Bikur Cholim, according to the Radvaz? Tefillah. And therefore, he says, Av shiyadua shiyesh sham mitaskim mitzorchi achole, mikomakom mitzvat Bikur Cholim levad shimitpalei alav sham, shimikabel yoter tefillah, mishum sheshchina shrui lamala mitato. Okay? That is the idea. The idea could very well be that is the essence. And maybe according to the Rambam, he will say that doesn't beat out the 2 versus 1. So we see that it's very possible that the essence of the Bikur Cholim be Tefillah. Rav Moshe doesn't agree with that part. But it could very well be that's the Pshat. But definitely according to Rav Asher Weiss, also you need all three. But the Ikar is Tefillah. That the Ramban says. The Ramban says you're not Yotzi if you don't daven for the Cholim. We saw that may be the reason why the She'eltot said you need two people. It could be that's the reason why Afilu Gadol Eitz HaKatan. And it could also be that according to the Radvaz, that's the reason why Bikur Cholim will take precedence over Nichum Avelim because of the essence of the mitzvah of Tefillah. That's why Rav Mordechai Eliyahu Zatzal would always say that when you daven, when you say somebody is not feeling better, you should say, Refuah Shleima Min HaShamayim. anytime anybody's sick here in yeshiva, you always get a text from me. Hopefully, they'll say get better, but also that Hashem should give you a refuah shleima. Hopefully, you learned from the shir. Hopefully, a lot of different nafkaminas, but the essence and the importance of tefillah. Question.
Yeah, what is?
If you agree with the opinion that Bikur Cholim is Dereita, the Iker is not Tefillah, if you had the opportunity to either do Bikur Cholim or Daven Maariv.
If you had if you say that the Iker is not Tefillah,
and you could Daven Maariv, or you can.
You could Daven Maariv, and when you have the option, you can't, it's one or the other? Can't do both?
I guess Maariv's hard because you do it all night. So what about Mincha?
That's it, be promos. Mincha Yevachiv. Mincha Yevachiv. That's what I say. If it's Doraisa, you would say maybe Mincha. That could be a nafkamina, maybe. Because if you hold that Tefillah is only Midrabanan, and this is Doraisa, might be interesting. What? No, Nechama Velim is Midrabanan also. According to the same thing. According to the Bahag and the Ramban, it's going to call that Doraisa because of this Gemara. It's the same Machlokas.
You have an option of bringing it there once and going face to face with him, or having two people over Skype. It's also an Afamina, because if the Iker is Tefillah, then it would be better to have two people over Skype, because then it's Tefillah Arof.
It might be interesting, but again, it might be that your Tefillah is much better in there to be an Afamina.
What does Tefillah mean?
That what? That when it says, there's a Shita in Masechet Brachos that says that when you, that normal Tefillah B'Tzibur is 10, but let's say you can't have 10. It's better to daven with another person. Let's say you're hiking with somebody. It's better to daven with that person, and it's considered Tefillah B'Rabbi. So that's where that could be the pshat and the shil. Right, that could be pshat and the shil.
What does davening with, what does that constitute?
What? Davening with another person?
Yeah.
It's called, he calls it, what's the minimum of Rabim? Two.
No, I'm not saying what, do
anything different or special? No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo mo'es b'tfilatan shel Rabim. It has a greater level. Okay, let's,
If you want to say that tefillah is the ikar, then
which Moshe disagreed with.
Right.
But according to the shitas of the Ramban and the Radvaz.
Right, but that would probably answer a question about, like, what kind of sick person is it? Whether it's, like, a common cold or, like, a severe illness. Because I don't think we have, like, a real concept of, like, davening for someone unless they're, like, severe.
That's interesting. Well, first of all, it's not 100% clear that that's true.
Yeah.
Right? It used to be, why do you say la briut? Because you used to die in sneezing. So there's...
Right, so the question is, are you yotzei the mitzvah?
Of there, by a sneeze.
Yeah, by saying la briyut.
Not so sure. Probably not.
I would think not.
Probably not, unless you want to say the la briyut is really a tefillah to Hashem, which is a stretch. Okay.